on the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, taking good care of us. We appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He says that I-80 eastbound slowdown at mile marker 198. That's all clear now. That was a tractor-trailer tip over. No injuries, and that's clear now. Everybody else doing okay today, except folks trying to get in and out of Danville. That's the usual slowdown. In the studio with us now, Jack Fisher is here. He's a committee member of the Friends of Betty Cook Committee. We'll have to explain why there is a Betty Cook committee to start out with. She's just a superlative, historically connected baseball. What do you want to say? But she's in a very tight circle of individuals who are superlative and historic figures in baseball, Major League Baseball. So we'll talk about that. But thank you for coming in, Jack. Thanks for talking about this today.
Thank you for having us, Mark.
Do appreciate it. And Ellen Ruby is back, executive director of the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership. You say just a little over a year now.
That's right.
Just yesterday you came in and said, well, once I get up to speed. So, we'll have to have you back. There's a lot going on down there, so we're going to talk about some of the things. But today we're going to focus on Matty. Please tell us, first of all, Friends of the Betty Cook Committee, why is there such a thing called that group in Lewisburg? Betty Cook, a good resident of Lewisburg.
Well, Mark, a group of us got together about a year ago, and about eight of us, and we decided to attempt to put an event on in Lewisburg, bringing in a professional actor from Los Angeles. His name is Eddie Frierson, who portrays in person Christy Mathewson. He's been doing this for 30-some years, and so the planning process began. It's going to come to fruition on Sunday, November 3rd at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg at 1 o'clock.
Right, so this is a tremendous show. This was a right fit for Lewisburg Downtown Partnership from the get-go.
Definitely. That's our role, is to promote events in downtown Lewisburg. That's one part of our role, and I'm happy to be helping with it.
All right, you introduced me to Betty Cook. I know her as a person. I believe she worked at the Hall of Fame. Is that Baseball Hall of Fame? Is that correct?
Betty's connection to the Hall of Fame goes back many years to 1955, when she began to accompany Jane Mathewson, Christie's wife, to the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. She did that for 12 years until Jane Mathewson passed away, and then the next 18 years she continued to be invited and went the next 18 years by herself. So for 30 consecutive years she was at the National Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
All right, now we go to Ellen. You and I are in the same boat, on the same fascination, kind of learning, boning up on this and finding out more. But it turns out that Betty Cook was Major League Baseball and the Hall of Fame and these greats. Ty Cobb, she's there.
She has so many connections, and she knows so many people. In the 30 years that she was attending the ceremonies, she got to know all kinds of people and became friends with them and is still friends with them. One of them being, Jack can talk about Linda Ruth Tassetti, who's Babe Ruth's granddaughter. They've been friends for years, and Linda and her husband Andy are coming to our event on November 3rd.
Well, tell me about that. So make a pitch for folks to try to take in how much is going to be happening at the campus on November 3rd.
Yes, well, first of all, the event is called An Afternoon with Christy Mathewson, and we consider Mathewson to be America's first true sports hero, and that's really what he was nationwide. Betty's affiliation with Linda began in 2011 when Betty decided to rededicate the Mathewson Gateway at Bucknell University. And we had a program in Rook Chapel, and Linda Ruth Tassetti came over from Durham, Connecticut, along with the families of the first class of inductees into Baseball Hall of Fame. So that's where the friendship began. She visits Betty several times a year, loves to come to Lewisburg, says she gets treated better in Lewisburg than anywhere else. And she and her husband Andy will be coming from Durham, Connecticut on that day, along with several other what we consider to be honored guests. We will have several of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League players, Sarah Jane Salty Ferguson, who played for the Rockford Peaches, who was in the movie.
Who I've interviewed in this studio, thanks in part to some of your work.
Joanne McComb is planning on attending the program as well. She played for the Springfield Sallies. Steve Klein, a local Winfield boy here who made good in the major leagues pitching for several teams. He's planning on attending, so we're really looking forward to having these honored guests join us that day for a very special event in Lewisburg.
Well, kind of timely, too. The World Series will necessarily be wrapped up by then, but folks will still be thinking about baseball and wondering what will tide us over till spring. And here's one thing that could, this idea of seeing Matty on stage. So Eddie Frierson does a performance of Matty. Sort of describe what happens here.
Yeah, so it's Eddie Frierson, Matty, An Afternoon with Christy Matheson. It's a one-man show on stage prior to the doors open at noon, so we're going to have some music by Ruth Blankenship and Judy Blee are going to play some music for us on stage, and then the performance will begin at 1 p.m. And it is a two-hour performance with an intermission, but it is a live performance on stage at the Campus Theater.
And when he's sort of portraying Christy Matheson and doing this, what's the attraction? How do you get drawn into this? What does he do that sucks you right in? Jack?
Well, he's Matty in person, and he's very knowledgeable, and he'll make some changes on stage and so forth, and there are two acts to it with an intermission, and you'll learn a lot not only about Matty and baseball, but some of the period other players, for example, manager John McGraw, who was a feisty Irishman. And you'll get some of these interesting human interest type stories that are woven into his program.
Yeah, I think things from both the baseball, you know, world, and also things that were taking place at the time that Christy Matheson lived, World War I, for example, and, you know, all kinds of other things that were happening that we read about in the history books.
Sure, and just superlative men and women of the time. And you think, well, baseball, that's just a sport. But at the time, baseball was a glue that kind of helped the whole country stay together. So these were the real folks that were helping to make that happen, help, you know, keep the country going.
Yes, I think there were times when people needed hope. And I think the game of baseball provided that. And according to Betty, Babe Ruth helped save the game of baseball. And it'll be very interesting to have her join us that day. And we're looking forward to having a great day in Lewisburg, make this available to the public.
An Afternoon with Christy Matheson, Sunday, November 3rd, Campus Theater, 1 o'clock, doors open at noon. Is this a fundraiser in any way? Are we raising money for a particular cause, please, Ellen?
Yes. It is a fundraiser. It's the proceeds are for the Union County 4th of July Veterans Parade.
Oh, okay. So. Well, what a fabulous connection. Jeez, we don't want to make that an asterisk. Yeah, very good point. They could use the assistance these days, and so they're going strong. Go ahead, please, Jack.
I just wanted to mention that tickets are available, and I'll let Ellen explain how that's possible.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes, definitely. Tickets are still available on the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership website, which is lewisburgpa.com, or by calling the office, 570-523-1743. We also have them available if you want to come down to Lewisburg and pick them up at the Community Zone right next to Campus Theater on Thursdays and Fridays between 1 and 4.
All right. So Community Zone is at 417 Market Street. That's right next to the Campus Theater. Don't go to the Lewisburg Downtown Partnership office in person. That wouldn't necessarily help. And don't go to campustheater.org or the Campus Theater or bucknell.edu. Those aren't the good places to go. The tickets are stacked up at lewisburgpa.com. So that's the one place. And you can make a reservation and get a ticket telephonically at 570-523-1743. So we want folks to do that. Well, Jack, thank you so much. You're in charge of making sure that I get a chance to meet Betty Cook either before or after this big event. So that's going to be your job after we leave here.
We'll make sure that happens,
okay,
Mark. Thank you for all your help.
Now we got it on the record, so now he's got to do it. So I'm looking forward to it. And Ellen, you have an open mic any time to talk about this or other important topics in Lewisburg.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you, I appreciate it.
An Afternoon with Christy Matheson is November 3rd, 2019, 1 p.m. Doors open at noon at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg. Again, lewisburgpa.com is the place to go.